miss you, child.
I miss you, dear.
I pray you forgive me.
That's all right.
If I have some difficulty in being able to hold the contact.
Yes.
Conditions around your earth at the very moment of time are not very conducive or helpful.
No.
But nevertheless, by the power of the love that we hold and share together, all things are possible.
Thank you.
It is indeed the bond of love, the realization of the truth that we share in endeavoring to assist, to help, to guide, to uplift humanity. In other words, the work that we strive to do that makes all things possible, because that is greater than ourselves. We are but the instruments of a higher power. I am but the mouthpiece of many a soul, long since having passed the portals of death. Some who have been here for centuries upon centuries of your earthly time, who by their very nature are anxious to bring into the world of earth the realization of these truths, which are eternal laws. You have been given a strength and a power that has made possible the work of the spirits. There are times when I know only too well that you ponder these things.
Yes.
And you say unto yourself, shall I be enabled to continue for a while longer to do the work of the spirits? Truly you have served diligently and well, and there is yet time left to serve, to continue, to guide and to help and to instruct.
I'll do my best anyway.
Of course, the passing of time brings many changes, and the physical frame weakens.
It's the conditions of earth that are at war against you.
And yet I say unto you, the strength that you have been given shall sustain you.
Thank you.
And though the conditions may around and about you be difficult and problematic and sometimes exceedingly distressing, though there may be great things which may happen in your world to cause uncertainty and stress, yet shall you still be enabled to go forth like a light in the darkness of materialism, bearing the torch of truth, and the power of the spirit shall be manifest. Many shall in consequence be blessed. But we are distressed because we see the state of the world. We see the causes and the effect, and man's intolerance brings forth great sufferings. Whichever way you look, whether it be to the east or the west or the north or the south, there is agony of mind and of body and of spirit. There are those who cannot perceive the realities of which we speak, and are concerned solely with the material self and that which is of no true value and no permanency. And yet if only man would have the balance of the physical and the spiritual, if he could see himself as a spiritual being encased in flesh, held in check, but nevertheless free to express himself in a spiritual manner, changing in consequence the course of destiny and the way of life of mankind. In man's hands rests the solution to all his problems. With love and tolerance and understanding, endeavouring to bring together all men, irrespective of their background, or their condition in life, or of their nationality. Trying to separate men is not the answer, but to bring men together in love, in brotherhood, in understanding, in peace, in tranquility. These are the things that we stress and strive to bring into being. But man, through his foolishness of his false values, separates man from man, nation from nation.
Yes.
The true understanding of the spiritual truths that we give to the world, properly understood, properly applied, could bring peace, could bring happiness, could bring joy, could bring a great new reawakening of the meaning and the purpose of God's plan for his children. But man has separated himself from God, separated himself from God's will, purpose, and truth. Man seeks only that which is transient, only that which is of the material, that has no bearing in spiritual ways or meanings thereof. The spiritualists who profess the truth, though they in some cases do endeavor, as indeed there are those who sacrifice themselves on the altar of service, yet nevertheless many do not understand, or do not try to understand or appreciate why we return. They think only of the message, material, that we may bring to give conviction, and perhaps in some measure to comfort. But nevertheless, there are very few who seek diligently for the pearl of great price. They are content only with that which has no true value. They prize open the shell that contains sometimes the pearl, but more often than not they are disappointed and disillusioned, because they cast away that which is of value and retain that which, though it serves a purpose, is not the true value of the spirit that we endeavor to bring in the realization of these things. Christ, in his own time, was well aware of the frailties of the flesh.
He didn't get encouraged a lot, did he?
No, and he had to show at times for the benefit of those who were seeking signs and wonders. But in spite of all these things, still was the message thrown aside, and he himself paid the price. And so it is that with all those who will serve truly, they shall find oft times disheartenment, disappointment, and disillusionment. For very few are they who shall become disciples. And yet we go forward, nevertheless, with hope in our hearts, and the surety within our innermost being that in the time that is yet to come, all shall see and all shall realize the true meaning and purpose of the work of the Spirit. Do not therefore be distressed, though there are many reasons and causes why at times thou shalt be concerned. It is easy for those in your world who have not found truth to stand, as it were, on the wayside and watch the passing throng and be unconcerned. They have not touched the hem of the garments wisdom. They are ignorant and happy in their ignorance of times. They have not been healed by the power of the spirits. They are only concerned with the moment and are content to sit by the wayside and not to take up the path of eternal progression. But even so, the time has surely come when those who sit by the wayside must take upon themselves the burden and take upon themselves the path that leads eventually to illumination and understanding and eventual wisdom.
And then I suppose there's lots of regret at not done it before.
It is important, of course, if one can, to discover these truths while yet in the flesh. For so by doing you discard from yourself much of the dross, much that is unimportant. You shall be lighter in consequence and travel the road more surely, unburdened, and you shall in consequence reach the goal that is set more quickly. But many are they who have to unburden themselves. They are like ships on the ocean of time, overladen, overburdened, caught in the storms of life. In consequence, they oft-times founder and sink, and in consequence, they are not able to sail into the calm waters, into the harbor of the spirit. They must be strengthened. They must be given a pilot. And they have been given oft-times indications which they have refuted or turned aside. And they have been willful and wayward, and in consequence have become lost temporarily. And yet all who seem lost are not so. For none shall be lost, all shall be gathered in. The good shepherd go forth, looking for the lost sheep. And there are many that are lost. And many are they that have become tired and ill. And with many, there are those who wait for death and know not these things and are in consequence afeared and are in consequence, so it seems, lost, yet they should be found. For none are lost, all are found, but those that have gone wayward and those that have become stubborn and those that have become impatient and cannot see with any clarity, yet even so, though the way may be hard, they shall be found and restored to health and shall be given a strength to overcome. But if it can be that they are, while yet upon earth, caught up in the wisdom of the spirits and take upon themselves the realization of these things, surely for them there shall be a greater joy and happiness and a greater understanding and a greater peace and tranquility of spirit while yet encased in flesh. They shall have found the true values of life, and in consequence, no matter what may come to hold back, even though it may seem a powerful holding back, yet they shall go forward because they have the power to overcome. Those who would tread the path of the Spirit, we do not and we have never promised that the path shall be easy. Indeed, I would say that the more you take unto yourself the things that are lasting and true and are of the Spirit, The more difficult in some respects it must be to cope with materialism, whereas true spiritualism will give you a strength and a power. It will not necessarily make the material path lighter, and yet within your hearts you will have found such peace, such joy, such happiness, such love, that whatever may assail you, it can have no effect. It cannot destroy nor take away. It can only give you a greater incentive to overcome and a greater strength thereof.
And that's what you're demonstrating now, isn't it?
Yes, John.
Bless you.
But I am ever grateful to those who do overcome, those who have seen true values and accepted the cross and have taken upon themselves the burden of life and have given themselves completely and freely in service to do the Master's bidding among his children. You have followed the path of righteousness and of truth. You have endeavored to serve and to give illumination of the spirits. Many a time you have uplifted some soul here or there who was heavy laden and given them an insight into the joys and the beauties of the spirits and have comforted them when they have been in deep sorrow. It has not always been easy. It has not always been possible. But where it has been possible and the path was made clear, so you've gone forward in strength, surrounded by love and power of the Spirit to serve. You have been like the Good Samaritan on the road of eternal progression, stopping by the wayside here and there, attending to those whose needs have been many and giving them new incentive to struggle on the pathway of life. And we need more and more such as you, especially among the young, who have a whole lifetime of service ahead of them. We must encourage more and more those who are on the threshold of material life that they may serve the future generation yet to come. You have instructed here and there. You have endeavored to give enlightenment where possible. I do not ask you nor expect you at this stage of time to develop others. This is something which in a sense cannot be done by you or anyone else. Development of the powers of the Spirit can only be brought into being by the efforts of those on this side.
Yes.
You may, or others like you may, provide as best you can the conditions whereby we can develop others. And you may give some guidance or some instruction here or there, but it still must remain for us to develop the instruments, we who can see into their innermost hearts, to see their motive and their desirings, to realize their potential and what may be achieved through them by utilizing the powers they may possess. For all humanity has the power of the Spirit within, but it is to the young that we must look. As the old cast off from themselves the casket of flesh, so others must take their place. And the message of the Spirit today is for them as much as any, if not more so, that they shall take upon themselves the responsibility of service, that they shall develop the powers of the Spirit latent and dormant within themselves through faith and courage. Shall the rewards come? Not material rewards, but spiritual rewards. And at the same time, we who come to serve, who dedicate ourselves in loving service, still do not forget there are responsibilities placed upon our shoulders. responsibilities of many a kind, as far as our instruments are concerned, and the message that they shall give forth into the world. And also it is, of course, beholden to us to look after our instruments as best we can, to protect them against themselves quite often, to make possible the best use of their powers. And yet at the same time we must consider the material and the physical aspects.
What did you mean, protect them against themselves?
Oh, my child, oft times instruments must be protected against themselves in various ways. Sometimes the temptations are many. The instrument sometimes, in their desire to serve, can oft times, perhaps without realizing it, overtax themselves.
I see.
Mentally, physically, psychically, and spiritually. Mm. There must be times when they can withdraw from these things, withdraw from the material things around and about them. In other words, when they can relax themselves mentally and physically, so that they can be recharged, as it were, once more to go out into the world to do the work of the Spirit. And to do this, we realize that to some extent we must concern ourselves with our material welfare.
Yes.
We must see, if possible, if it is in our power, that they are cared for, that they have sufficient sustenance in a material sense, so that they can be free in their mind to serve and to work, without any undue stress or worry, where possible. We may not always be able to achieve or do this, but if those who come to us with a true desire to serve God and do His bidding and His work, then shall we also endeavour to assist them to the best of our ability, to provide the best possible conditions under which they shall do that work, and give them sufficient so that they shall not have any cause to worry unduly about material things. We are not so far removed that we do not know of the needs for material things which are necessary and essential to the peace of mind. We realize that it is important sometimes to have monies to pay for sustenance, to pay for lodgings. One is reminded, of course, of the sayings of the Master, and particularly in this reference to the coin, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, unto God the things that are God's. When you are in the material world, you must therefore, to some extent, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. You must, to some extent, be cared for.
Yes.
You must be clothed and fed, and
warm-housed. I've got my life to a very simple pattern.
In simplicity, all things are brought to a clearer state of being. There are those who confuse themselves with possessions, and then they become an obsession.
Yes.
And then there are worries and anxieties about retaining them or protecting them. It is better to live quietly and simply with just around you sufficient to give you comfort and pleasure. There is no need for ostentation, there is no need for many of the things that some people are striving for. Indeed, some instruments, though they serve and serve well, they are overtaxed by possessions and concerns about material things. They would be much happier and much better with simplicity, with sufficient for the day thereof. Those who would serve, they should not be fettered in any way. It is best to be free, for in freedom can you move more quickly, more surely, more certainly towards the goals that are set. Man is, by nature, I suppose, rather like the animal. He likes his own comforts. Nevertheless, it should not become an obsession. Man is in many respects like unto the animal. He is, I suppose, in some respects similar. As the young cub is defended by the mother, so do we defend those who we love.
Bless you.
Good, isn't it? Yeah. Wonderful flow of language. You know, it's.
You never say goodbye. Well, and you didn't. Expect
more throats. Oh, it's drawing on me too much.
Yes.
This morning.
I think it's
very
difficult
today.
Yes, very difficult.
My blessings be with you, child. And God all bless. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. Peace be with you all.
God
farewell,
bless.
Child.
God bless you, and thank you so much.
Bye bye.